You're listening to the Michael Adams Podcast. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Michael Adams. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Here at the weekly anchor.fm podcast, which you'll be able to also find on iTunes and Google Play and everywhere else that distributes these podcasts. So I want to thank every one of you all for listening, and please rate this podcast. Anyway, over the week, I just posted a new article up on michaeladamsmedia.com that you can go and check out. I believe it's a really good article that's actually talking about how to start finding your passion, which, you know, everybody tends to always say they want to find their passion and stuff like that. And that's why I thought it was a pretty good topic to be discussing today on the podcast. So anyway, one of the biggest things that happen with people when they try to determine what it is they want to do in their life is they sit there and listen to every single person around them is telling them something. You know, from the very first moment when you're a child, everybody's always trying to direct you in which path you should go. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in finding your own way, finding your own path. Even with the stuff that I do, I'm not going to be able to sit there and pinpoint and tell you what is your passion and stuff like that unless I sit down and talk to you for a little bit and get to know you a bit. But I mean, I believe deep down, this is the biggest thing. I believe deep down, everybody knows it. They just don't want to admit it, you know. And it really doesn't matter what it is, you know, what your passion is. If you want to do something in that field or whatever it is that you enjoy, then you should do it. See, a lot of people sit there and have this vision of something they would love to do or something they'd love to try to maybe one day get a career in that. But the big problem is most people go either one, they sit there and worry about money, or two, they worry about what people will think of them. And the truth is, why does it matter if people make fun of you? Why does it matter if people care? I mean, let's be honest here. If let's say you're passionate about doing podcasts, okay? And one day you want to make it big doing podcasts. Well, that's perfectly fine if you want to sit there and get big doing podcasts. Is your parents going to approve of it? Probably not. Not too many parents are going to approve and say, yeah, we want you growing up to end up being a podcaster. But the truth is, there's quite a bit of careers in podcasting, not to mention, you know, it's pretty much like talking on the radio. I mean, there's not much difference. But not too many people are going to support you in that. But, you know, If you decided you wanted to set up a podcast and account, maybe even with anchor.fm, and you said, hey, I want to try it out, and you found out that you love it, well, you can make your passion your career. You can totally do it. But see, the biggest thing that happens is, you know, a lot of stuff gets inside your head. A lot of it. I mean, your friends, your family, everybody, you know, people telling you you shouldn't do this, people telling you you shouldn't do that. I mean, the truth is, if it's your passion, why do you really care what they think? Why do you care? Because see, this is the thing. If you believe that what you're doing is your passion, or what you're wanting to go for is a passion, then anything anyone else says doesn't matter. Because it's a passion is something that drives you. It motivates you. And basically, if your passion is basically, what would you like to do if money and people's opinions did not matter? When you could step back and you can reflect on yourself and you can say, what is that one thing that I would love to do, that I would love to try, or that I'd love to go after? That I, you know, honestly, if nobody cared and the money didn't matter, I would go after this. You know, just like in the article, I talk about one of my other passions, which is history. You know, my biggest passion is helping people and making sure that I help people along the way throughout my life. So making sure that they don't go through that on the same road I did. But ever since even I was young, I found a desire, an inner passion that I felt like I wanted to contribute to the world and I wanted to improve people's lives. But on the article, I talk about another one of my passions, and another one of my passions is history. And I've always said, anyone asks me, which I say, I like to ask people, what is the one thing you would like to do if money didn't matter for a career? Well, one of those passions for me is history. And I don't know what it is about history. I just always found it super fascinating. I like knowing what has happened before. And one of my key principles into being able to find out how to be fulfilled in life, one of the key principles in almost everything that I teach, it doesn't matter if we're talking about restarting your life or whatever, one of my key principles is actually know your history and quit repeating it. See, I believe that's a big failure that most people do, is they keep repeating the same thing and expecting a different result. Many of the people right now who are hoping to find their purpose or their passion, whatever that may be, keeps repeating the same constant, consistent crap over and over and over again, and expecting one day they're going to find their passion, or one day they're going to find, you know, their so-called purpose in life. Now, I'm not trying to get biblical or anything like that, but me personally, I felt like almost like it was a calling for me to do what I done, which is motivate people, help people, do personal growth, help teach people, make people learn stuff. I felt like it was almost a calling for me, you know? So maybe that's one way that you can see it. I mean, I don't know for sure if it's going to be the exact same in every single person in the world, but I know for me, it felt more like a calling, more like a, you know, a real purpose, that I wasn't doing this so I could make money. I wasn't doing this just so I could have friends, or that one day I might have a whole bunch of followers or anything like that. It was more about helping people. As in, for me, what do I get from this? You know, currently right now, like even on my platform right now, everything on my platform is free. There's nothing you can purchase. I do have a shop up there, but I really don't care if you purchase anything or not up there. I don't really make much money off that. That was just for fun of putting it up there. I don't even do the manufacturing or nothing, so it's done through another shop. But besides that, I seriously do it. My main goal is to help people. And the one thing that drives me every single day, other than the fact that I feel like it's a calling for me, is I get messages from people every single day that sits there and tells me what one of my articles done for them, how it opened their eyes, how they was going through a rough time and it helped them. You see, there's one thing about it. If you think your passion or your purpose is money, you got another thing coming. See, there's so much more important things in life than money. There's hundreds of thousands of people out here that's got millions of dollars. And there's hundreds of thousands of people out there that are not happy. And they're still lost. Most of those people that are like that tend to sit there and say, well, if I make a little bit more money. Or a little bit more. You see, it never slows down, because see, they believe by constantly making this money that one day they're just going to wake up and say, wow, that was it. I found my passion, found my purpose. But the truth is, they're probably not going to find it. Why? Because they're looking in the wrong place and they keep repeating it. You see? You're never going to find what some people call happiness or fulfillment by simply looking at the same thing over and over again and hoping one day your mind's going to change and it's going to feel a lot better. You see? That's ludicrous. You got to really dissect what it is that you feel inside of you that drives you, that motivates you, that makes you want to wake up every single morning and do it. You see, every morning when I wake up, I'm excited to be working. I'm excited to be going out and helping people. I'm excited to get on michaeladamsmedia.com and post articles or post videos. I love it. So almost every morning I wake up and I feel freaking great. See, and that's what comes when you find your passion. That's what comes when you find what you feel is your purpose. You see, you can't be worried all about what everybody else is saying, and you can't be worried about how much money you're going to make off this. Because see, the greatest thing about passion, and this is true, when you have passion in what you're doing, you can go at it full force. See, like me, I mean, dude, my wife almost has to pry me away from my stuff. Like I said, like on Michael Adams Media, I'm not even making no money off there. But I almost got to be pried off that thing to get off of it. To every second I go, oh, maybe I could add a little bit more to this to make it a little bit better. Why ain't my YouTube videos getting views? Maybe if I do this. Maybe if I change this. Maybe if I tweak that just a little. See, everything I do is about improving my craft and improving what I'm doing. You see, I don't sit around and go like this, oh, I wonder if I'm going to make a whole bunch of money. You know, I don't sit there and do that. But I promise you, if you take on your passion, there's one thing about it. It's almost, your passion's almost like if you play video games. Okay, say if you're a video game player. See, I used to play a lot of video games, so I use it as an analogy pretty good. And I think it can help a lot of people that might be gamers or anyone. But anyway, take it that you're a gamer. Okay, you're playing this game. I used to play MMOs all the time, and I would play them nonstop, man. You couldn't get me off the video game. Okay? What was it? What was it that happened? I had drive. I had motivation. I was wanting my character to be the best. Why? Because I enjoyed playing the game. And I always seen someone who was just a little bit better than me. And I say, well, you know what? If I do this, I might be there. I might be there. And every time your friends would come over or something that played the game, you would always want to show them your character, show them everything that you have accomplished with it. Because you was very proud of it. You see, that's passion. And see, you can use that same passion that maybe you use for other little things and find your true passion that brings you in money. That's right. You can actually make money from your passion. You know, if you have any true drive for anything, you can end up making it a business and make money. Some people out there enjoy doing computer graphics. Some people out there enjoy editing videos. Some people enjoy podcasting. Some people also enjoy getting on YouTube and making a vlog or whatever. The point is, if you're doing it for money, you're probably going to lose. You might, in the short term, end up getting a little bit of money. But if you're doing it sheerly for money, you're going to lose. And if you're doing it sheerly because everyone else, you're going to lose. Because see, human beings, we are a bit selfish. We care a lot about ourselves. And that's not to degrade human beings because, you know, I am one, of course. But the thing about it is we're living organisms and we care about our organisms. What that means is in order to have something be really fulfilling, in order to reach your highest potential for anything, it's got to be something that you enjoy. It's got to be something that you feel connected with. See, if you don't feel very connected with it, you're going to fail. You know, I've done a lot of things in my life, and I was very entrepreneurial minded. I was always trying to come up with something new. And I done everything from cake making to, I actually done cake making, and I only done it because I wanted to see if I could do it. See, I like to push the bar. I like to see if I can do anything. But anyway, I done cake making. I done website design. I done editing. I done video editing. I've done basically everything in the world. And the one thing about it is, every one of those that didn't last very long because I didn't really have a true passion for it. Now, I mean, when it comes to the biggest thing that I had passion for, in all theory, was art. Art is one of my big passions. So anything artistic is always passionate for me. But the thing is, when it comes to like what I do now in Michael Adams Media, everything I'm delivering there, it's apples and oranges comparably. You see? Because this is truly what drives me. It's truly what motivates me. The only thing that's ever gotten me this driven has been like video games. Okay? And that's because I'm enjoying seeing my progress. I'm enjoying the process. See? And when you can get wrap your head around enjoying the process, you'll realize that it's so much better. 'Cause see, if I was doing Michael Adams Media and doing my personal development coaching, if I was doing that and I wasn't enjoying it, I wouldn't be doing it. You see? Because there's no difference in working at what I do and working at McDonald's if you hate it. You see? You gotta have a passion, you gotta have a drive to wanna get up and do it. You know, one of the biggest things is you're probably gonna fail attempting it at some time. There's probably gonna be something that comes up, and the walls are gonna cave in on you, and you're gonna feel like, okay, this isn't gonna work. See, but if you listen to any of my previous podcasts, you will hear that persistency is the key to success. You see, people that are truly passionate about what they love and about what they enjoy, they don't care how many times they get kicked down. They get back up. Something happens, they gotta fix it, they fix it. They don't wipe it off and then walk away and say, oh, I guess I lose. You see, a lot of people do that. See, most people don't even get off the couch. See, one of the biggest reasons most people have not found their passion is because they won't get off the couch. And of course, there's always this one guy. Whenever you say, you know, I'm looking for my purpose, I'm looking for my passion, whatever, they believe that you got this one guy who always wants to be like, oh, that's a bunch of hogwash. That's not life, man. You just get up, you go get a job, and you work, man. There's going to be some guy doing that. There's going to be some guy saying that. You know, fuck him. Who cares what he says? See, that guy's always going to be, as I said in the article, that guy's always going to be mediocrity. And that guy's butt hurt because maybe something happened that he really cared about and it totally flopped in his face. And now anybody who has a vision of going farther, it hurts his feelings. He feels bad. And he's like, I don't want anybody to do anything better than me. But see, what you do is just get away from those negative people. Because God's honest truth, the world does not need any more negative people. And we can just move along and get away from those people. But my point is, if you have passion in what you're doing, if there's true passion, you feel like it's your true purpose, then how on earth can you even fail? You're doing what you love. You see? And if you can go out there and make money off doing something you love, that's pretty amazing. You know, if you can make a living off doing podcasting, or you can make a living off being a YouTuber, where you just sit there and show yourself and be goofy and silly and whatnot, or talk about tech stuff. I mean, dude, that's amazing. And see, when you go after something, the biggest thing you gotta realize is that maybe you might fail. Maybe you might not make it. You know? Nobody believes anybody's gonna make it in jobs that are like, let's say, being a YouTube star or an NFL player or anything like that. Nobody believes you're gonna make it. Your mommy might back you up and say, yeah, you're gonna make it. But nobody really fucking thinks you're gonna make it. You know, that little doubt in your head that says, well, maybe I might not make it. That's the same doubt that's in everybody's head. The only difference is you might believe it a little bit more. But everybody on the outside of that brain of yours is going, asshole ain't gonna make it. And it's not because they hate you. It's not because they dislike you. It's not because they don't support you. It's because they live in a reality where that just doesn't happen every day. I mean, it happens every day, but not in their reality. See, when somebody's in another reality, I talked about this in a different article. When somebody's in a different reality than another person, it's hard to understand where they're coming from. You take somebody who's from Beverly Hills, California, who wants to be an actor, and they look at their mommy and say, hey, I want to be an actor. Can I go into acting school? Of course, mommy goes, okay, sure. Okay, but I'm from Kentucky. And in Kentucky, the likelihood of you finding many acting schools is very slim. And the likelihood of you finding many people that's ever been an actor are even slimmer. Probably not slimmer. It's probably got more acting schools than we do, actually, celebrities. But anyway, my point being is, if somebody in Kentucky asks their mom if they could go to acting school and become an actor because they want to be in the movies, down here, most of the people is going to look at you and say, you're crazy. It can never happen. Now, what's the difference between the mommy in California and the mommy in Kentucky? Nothing, really. The only difference is one lives close to Hollywood. One lives in Hollywood. And the other one lives in southern Kentucky in the south part of Appalachia region. Okay? That's the only difference. Okay? The difference is their realities are totally different. You see, you go over there to Hollywood, you see all kinds of people trying to make into the business. Okay, in Kentucky or some other state, you're not going to find that as much. So the likelihood of this person in Kentucky making it big time in the movie industry, probably slim, unless they are truly passionate about what they're wanting to achieve. A true passionate person would get up and move. You see? If you want what you want, your passion, your love, your purpose, if you will, you got to get up and you got to move and you got to go to wherever it's at. You see? You don't sit around and wait for something to happen to you. You don't sit there and go, oh, I hope I get noticed. No. You sit there and do whatever it takes to make it work. Just like me with my stuff, you know, where I've just launched all my social media stuff and started doing this, trying to do this worldwide, globally. On my YouTube videos, I get very small amount of views. Why? Because I'm not learning how to play the game. In order for my videos, unless I want to advertise them, in order for my videos to really get plays, I gotta understand the system and how to get it up there. See? And that's the key. You gotta do the work. You know, you can't just sit around and say, hey, I wanna win $1 million, and then you win $1 million. You actually gotta get up and go get a ticket. See, that's the way it works. And that's the same way it works with passion. Some people have passion for everything they do. But then they never succeed with anything because they don't put all of that passion into one thing. If you can put all that passion into one thing, you'll find it. You know, because, you know, the biggest thing I want to really address is to make sure that you know money is not your passion. Money can come from doing your passion, but it's not your passion. You will never find true fulfillment in it. or ultimate happiness, if you will. See, I don't believe in happiness, but I believe in it, but I believe it's temporary. But you will never find true fulfillment in money, nor your purpose or fulfillment. It comes from something more. That's why most of those people who are uberly wealthy end up doing a lot of charity stuff. It's because that's actually fulfilling. They realize the money's not. Because you would be surprised how happy you could be at a low significant number of money. See, I could ask you right now, what is your number? You know, some of you would say $1 million. I would have to believe that you would actually, if you say $1 million, you would actually turn around and sit there and go, once you got the million, you'd be going, not enough. I should ask for more. So anyway, I hope this podcast helped you in motivating you and inspiring you to actually look for your passion and find it. I believe every one of us have it deep inside of us, and we know what it is. We're just usually too scared or too worried what everybody's going to think, or we don't want to do the work. But you see, when you're passionate about something, you never work at anything. Of course, I do a lot of stuff with, let's just say, michaeladamsmedia.com. I do a lot of stuff on there that I hate doing. And see, but that comes along with, if I don't want to do it, I can get somebody else to do it. But I believe in starting the whole Michael Adams Media thing for me. I wanted to do everything on my own. I didn't want any help. I wanted to see if I could create this all by myself. And sometimes it's aggravating. Sometimes it's rough. But that's what I asked for. I said I want to do it all by myself. You see, the biggest thing is if you have passion for it, you're willing to do the stuff you don't like. See, because there's going to be a time when you pick your passion, you pick what you're crazy about, what you love, and you want to do it. And there's going to be times when you don't want to do it. There's going to be times when you don't like what you have to do because it's not so much focused on the thing you want to do. And until you can get into a position, let's say you're doing podcasting, but you hate editing, or you're doing YouTube, but you hate doing the video editing or something because that's a long, drawn-out process, especially with videos. You got to pay your dues, and you got to do it until you build up enough following or enough income from doing what you're doing to be able to hire somebody who can do the stuff you dislike. See, the best way to do this is hire somebody who loves, who's passionate about editing, and then you can be 100% focused on what you're doing. But that takes time. Unless you were born with all kinds of money, that takes time. You can't hire people, so you have to do what it takes. Me, I think, for me, I just love learning new skills. So, you know, I've been doing Photoshop for over 9 years. Photoshop and video editing, Adobe After Effects and stuff like that. I learned tons of skills because I constantly read and I'm constantly trying to learn new stuff. And that's why I can turn around and I've done, like, say with Michael Adams Media, I was capable of starting this whole thing up with actually my two hands. No help from anyone else. The website, the images, the videos that I do, the podcasting that I do. All of this was because I went and I learned. See, and that's what you're doing right now, listening to this podcast. You're learning. Take my advice. Polish up your skills. Find that one thing that you want to do that you said I would do no matter how much money it was. And go get it done. And I promise you, if you drive with that passion and you love what you're doing, the gifts or money will come. And the notoriety will come for whatever it is you're doing. And the greatest part about it, you'll be doing what you love. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this podcast. I'm sorry that it went so long, but I believe that it was necessary to get out everything I wanted to talk about on this topic. So, like I said, thanks for listening to the podcast. And if you will, please subscribe. Please rate this podcast so it can get out to more people. And tell a friend about the Michael Adams podcast so you can help them. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you for listening. I'll be back again I believe I do this on Mondays and Fridays for Anchor, but I also do a podcast on YouTube. So thank you for listening. I'll be back on Monday. Thank you.